I'm drinking Arnold Palmer's today. They're really good. Welcome to the Hackaday Podcast. My name is Mike Stish. I'm editor-in-chief of Hackaday.
Hi, I'm Elliot Williams. I'm managing editor of Hackaday.
This is episode 28. Today, we'll be talking about turning brain skepticism up to 11, web browsing in 1969, Verilog for 7400 logic, and 3D printing and particle board. Oh, well, what do you have in the news this week, Elliot?
Nothing. You were going to start off the news.
Oh, right.
Wait, so what have you got in the news this week?
All right, so Maya Posh jumped on a really interesting story that ran over the weekend about the 5G cell phones. Now, I'm always kind of perplexed by all of this news around smartphones and 5G modems because most of what I've heard about 5G is that it's not ideal for smartphones. It's more ideal for devices and things that can have larger antennas, etc. And in this case, some of the early generation 5G phones have been found to not work in warm weather, not even hot weather. So we're talking 85 degrees Fahrenheit or 29.5 degrees Celsius. Once it gets above those temperatures, ambient temperature, these phones are being found to only work for about a minute on the 5G network before they overheat and revert back to 4G.
The thing that was suggested in the comments is that the 5G technology is doing so much of the work in digital signal processing on the CPU in the phone that it's overheating it. In the future, when the chipsets are better developed, the more of this work will be pushed off to the chipset that'll be able to handle it better. But right now, these phones got kind of pushed out early, and the CPUs are just overheating due to the extra computational load that they have to do to kind of integrate the signals together and do the DSP required to get